Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Week 5 is almost here. Let's break it down on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. Today is Friday, April 21st. I am Frank Sample, joined by Chris Towers. And let's take a look at the schedule for next week. 13 teams have 7 games. 16 teams have 6 games. One unlucky team has 5 games next week. The Padres. As soon as we get Fernando Tatis Jr. back, he only gets to play 5 games in a week. Yes, you are still starting him. What about the Rockies? They've got 6 games next week, 3 of those at home against the Diamondbacks. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. The top 2 start pitchers to add and start in week 5 includes Johan Oviedo up against the Dodgers and Nationals, Kyle Bradish against the Red Sox and Tigers, Edward Cabrera at the Braves and home against the Cubs, Mason Miller at the Angels and home against the Reds. Chris, how would you rank that group? Oviedo, Bradish, Cabrera, and Miller.
I think it's Oviedo, and then there's a clear drop-off. I would go Cabrera after that, and Oviedo is probably going to be close to universally rostered after this week because it's a 2-start week. I think he probably should be anyway, even though I'm a little more skeptical than you and certainly Scott on his start. But with a 2-start week, he should be added and started pretty much everywhere. I would go Cabrera after that. I wish he had a better matchup than Atlanta, because that's the kind of matchup where if he's not commanding that fastball, you know, as we saw in his most recent start, which was a good start, gave up a home run to Mike Yastrzemski in the first inning because he wasn't commanding his fastball well. Things could get out of hand against Atlanta if he's not sharp early. Then I would go Bradish for sure in a points league, Miller maybe in a roto league. But Miller, because of the concerns about how much he's going to pitch, because of the concerns about, you know, pitches and innings, he's probably going to be pretty fringy even in 2-start weeks for a points league.
All right. Less exciting options include Eduardo Rodriguez at the Brewers, home against the Orioles, Josiah Gray at the Mets and versus the Pirates, and then in very deep leagues, Dean Kramer is home against the Red Sox and at the Tigers. Single start streamers include Hayden Wesneski against the Marlins, Eric Lauer against the Tigers, and Kyle Gibson also against the Tigers. Chris, how do you rank those three?
I think I'd go in the order you had them. Wesneski, Lauer, Gibson. I don't love any of them. Wesneski finally had a good start in his most recent one, but you know, he was someone who had some sleeper appeal coming into the season, but the fastball velocity that we thought was going to be there has not been there, and he's been pretty lousy. So don't love any of those three.
Let's get into the hitters. The best hitter matchups for next week, the Diamondbacks with those 3 games in Coors Field, the Twins, the Angels, Guardians, and Orioles. The worst hitter matchups, Phillies, Astros, Padres, Royals, and the White Sox. We'll start off with, by the way, these are Scott White's top sleeper, so I don't want to take credit, give credit where it's due. His top 5 options are Joey Gallo, Patrick Wisdom, Josh Lowe, Andrew McCutcheon, and Ke'Bryan Hayes. Chris, is there one or two names that stand out most for you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm always interested in Ke'Bryan Hayes, but, you know, that's more theoretical as a long-term play. So in the short term, I think Gallo at 43% rostered is under-rostered. I'd put him right there with Wisdom, who's at 73%, you know, similar skill sets. I feel better about Gallo's power, to be honest. And then Josh Lowe. This is one that I wish the Rays would let him play every day. You know, he's been sitting against a lot of lefties. That probably won't be an issue this week because he does have 7 right-handed pitchers on the schedule. Now that could change. a rain out or an injury could always change that. But right now, Josh Lowe looks in line to get 7 starts against right-handed pitching. He's been excellent, very low strikeout rate. I think it's like 15%. He's hitting the ball hard. He's stealing bases. I'm very excited about Josh Lowe with 7 opportunities against righties.
The next group of sleeper hitters includes J.D. Davis, Edward Julian, assuming he's still with the team, Miles Straw, Kerry Carpenter, and Rodolfo Castro. Chris, I know that Rodolfo Castro is actually doing some interesting things right now.
Yes, 77th percentile in average exit velocity. Hard hit rate is also very high. Hitting the ball in the air, strikeout rate right around 20%. So some really, really interesting things going on with Rodolfo Castro right now as a hitter. And, you know, the Dodgers, that's always going to be tough matchups, but the Nationals should be pretty good ones. I think it's pretty interesting what he's doing, and only 18% roster, definitely someone who you can consider streaming this week.
There's just something about that shortstop dirt for the Pirates that if you are standing just, there, you can
hit, gonna crush the ball.
You can hit the ball really hard. It reminds me of Like Mike. Is make me like O'Neal Cruz, please. Who knows? The Diamondbacks, I mentioned, they have 6 games next week, 3 of those in Coors Field. Can I interest you in either of Josh Rojas or Alec Thomas?
Rojas, for sure. He's playing every day. Alec Thomas still sitting against a lot of the lefties that they face. I really like Thomas as a long-term play, you know, but more as a stash than a start. So Rojas more than Thomas.
All right. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or anywhere else podcasts are found. Thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, and we'll be back again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
May 23rd.
I want to go back to normal.
What's normal?
The Paramount Plus original series, Evil Returns.
We've already hunted werewolves and demons.
And now what? A baby antichrist?
Okie dokie.
Prepare yourself.
You will not beat us.
For the end.
I have visions of hell.
Make it stop. Make it shut up.
You're not gonna survive this.
Evil, the final season. Streaming May 23rd, only on Paramount Plus.